Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, Season 2. So, this episode is going to be interesting, and it stems from a conversation that I had on a girl chat and also working with a client a couple days ago. So, first, I want to ask you a question. How does it feel to constantly be watched? How does it feel to be considered a role model? Right? So the role model came up from a chat that I had with some other coaching friends. And my thought process was, well, the question started off with, who are your role models? Who did you see growing up where you were just like, I want to be like that person, or I aspire to achieve the same things that that person achieved? And we kind of talked about who we saw, not necessarily in our day-to-day lives, but people that we saw on TV, people that we, you know, read about in books. And then there's sometimes people in our families who we see just doing things that we would love to be doing when we got older. But then I brought up this idea of, for us, and I will say us as Black women, because this podcast is Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, right? There is this unwritten role model statute that we carry. And I think during the chat, I might have mentioned being a coach, being a therapist, being an expert in my field of sexual wellness for women and pleasure and self-intimacy and all of that, self-care. Some would look at me as a role model. Some would say, you know, I look up to you. I love the things that you're doing. Just somewhat of a pedestal-ish kind of thing. And I'm not saying this to boost my head up, but even if I was, what's wrong with us boosting our head up, right? But I'm saying this coming from a place of, we don't get to choose in this moment if we want to be somebody's role model. Someone sees us doing something and they just decide, oh, I want to look up to you. And as soon as you find out that people are looking up to you, all of a sudden, how you approach life, how you make decisions is based off of the fact that other people are watching you. For example, these female rappers out here doing their thing, living their best lives, rapping about what they want to rap about. Some of it's a little bit more vulgar. And then you have people coming out and saying, well, you know, this is not for my daughter. And you have these girls that are looking up to you. And it's I'm so on the fence about it, because at what point did these women decide, I want to be a role model for your daughter? Or I want to be a role model for you? You know, we just assume that when we take particular positions in the world, that that's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. We have to show up a certain type of way because people are watching us. And I'm just like, that's not a role that we asked for. I don't ask to be anybody's role model. What I do is I live my life, right? I live my life. I wake up every day and I say, what's gonna make you happy today, Natasha? What's gonna give you joy? What's gonna give you peace? Like, how can you have fun today? What feels good right now? And I do that. And I don't do it based off of what anyone thinks about me. I don't do it based off of like what my kids are gonna think about me, what my family, friends, colleagues, like I don't, that's not how I make my decisions. I acknowledge that some people will love what I'm doing and want to replicate it, and some will hate what I'm doing. And I've just gotten to a place in my life where it's none of my business. It's none of my business. And it's interesting to have that conversation because I was working with a client a couple of days ago, and one of the things that she said is that when she was at work, it's a black woman, when she's at work, other black women tell her about how proud they are of her. You know, she said they say they love to watch me walk into the room and they just love to see me excel, and they're so proud of me. And then she said, I feel like if I don't carry myself a certain type of way, if I do something wrong, I'm letting them down. So I do this for them. Screw. What? Now, this is very common. This is very common, and I'm not gonna sit here and say that I have not felt that pressure to show up for other women, to show up for other black women. I'm especially working in a corporate setting, being like in a management role, you do have a sense of I carry this for us, and I want you to see what it looks like to handle situations a certain type of way, or show up to work a certain type of way, or hold this particular reputation a certain type of way. But at what point do we just acknowledge that that's not what we asked for? At what point do we acknowledge I am a whole person? Like, I'm a whole person in this world. I have other things going on in my life. And I don't want to, don't want to be your role model. Is that a choice that we get? Because I firmly believe, just off of my experiences, the experiences of friends, and the experience of clients, especially this particular client, it's hard to connect to yourself. It's hard to figure out what it is you truly want to be doing and how you want to show up when you feel like you're doing it for someone else, when you feel like you're doing it for that external validation, or because without me, they're not going to know which way to go. I feel like there are moments in our life, there are spaces in our life where we can make the decision, I'm going to be a role model. I'm going to show up and do this with you in mind. But we should be allowed to turn it off. It shouldn't be 24/7. As a black woman, I am supposed to show up for all black women. Even me as a coach, even me as a therapist, at some point that has to come off. That hat has to come off. And it's just been seared into our brain that when we step out, we have to take into consideration those around us that are looking at us. And it's to the point, like this particular client, she doesn't know what to do. She's afraid to make decisions for herself for the fear of letting down these women, of showing up less than perfect, letting them down, disappointing them. But like, I don't know. I believe we deserve to live. We deserve to live. There's already so many people we're trying not to let down in this life. We're trying not to let our mothers down. We're trying not to let our grandmothers down. We're trying not to let our kids down, our partners, our friends, our business partners, our coaches, our therapists. There's so many people that we're out here trying not to let down. From the moment that we as Black women entered this world, it was just, don't let us down. Don't ever let me get into being the first of so many things. And that'll probably be another episode in itself, being the first to graduate high school, or the first to go to college, the first to get your master's, the first to get your PhD, like the first to do things. And everyone's like, oh, we're so proud of you. We're watching you. Your little cousin's watching you. Your sister's watching you. And I had to be careful about that too. And I wrote this in an email one day, that the expectation that I put on my oldest child, I have to be careful there. Because he didn't ask to be a role model for his brother. It's a given, right? Like, this little person is watching you. So try to make your decisions kind of, but I have to be careful about that because that's how I grew up. I grew up with the notion that I was a role model for my sister, and I'm just like, I'm trying to figure it out myself. So you mean to tell me that I'm trying to figure out my life while trying to present it as a certain type of way for her? No. And so I try to catch myself when doing that with my kids because we didn't ask for it. It's not consensual to be a role model. And I think it's okay. The unlearning of, I'm going to let people down. It is a part of life. I am going to let people down. The one person that I try to strive not to let down, or I work through with my clients of not letting down, is myself, themselves. If we feel good in our decisions, if we feel good with how we show up for ourselves, everyone else, they have to find a way to figure it out. Can we feel some type of way about letting people down? Absolutely. It's a feeling. Feelings, they come. We can sit with that feeling, and someone can come to us and say, like today, if I was to do something and someone emailed me and said, Tasha, I've been watching you and you did something and it really let me down. It really disappointed me. One, I don't have to own that. Right? I don't have to take that on to mean anything about me. I can acknowledge it. Hey, it was not my intention to let you down. It was not my intention to disappoint you. But what I'm not going to do, and what I'm not going to have my clients do, I'm not going to apologize. Oh no, not going to apologize for living. We're all just trying to figure it out, and as Black women, we have a lot more to figure out than some, than most about life. Not just living life, but living life on our terms, living life that's purposeful for us, not just checking boxes that someone else set up for us. That's a whole nother episode in itself, checking off these doggone boxes. But there's so much unlearning that has to be done. There's so much healing and cleansing that has to be done. And because we go through these generations of always showing up for other people, always being available for other people, always being the role model for other people, we get lost. We get lost. We get lost in the noise. We get lost in the show. I look at it as a show. Every day you wake up and you put on a show so that everyone is happy with you, or so that no one gets upset, or no one gets frustrated, or no one's feelings get hurt by what you do. But let me tell you something. it's going to happen anyway. Because it's not possible in the many people that you come across in your life every day to make sure everyone is happy. To make sure everyone approves of what you do and what you don't do. It's impossible. Someone's going to be upset. But the one person you damn sure want to make sure is good in the decision-making process is you. Is you. Because every day you wake up and you live this life, your time is ticking. So every day that you decide, I'm making decisions based off of them, that's another day that you don't make decisions based off of you. Another day gone. Is this hard to do? Yes. Yes, it very much is, because there's not a lot of people out there who have fully decided that it is okay for me to worry about me and let everyone else worry about themselves. It's not how they've been raised. And when I say them, take into consideration, I'm talking about those closest to us. There's some people who there's no need to take that on. Right? It's not necessary. But I'm talking about like our moms and our aunts. And for some of you, you know, the women in the church. The women in the church. Always asking about you and how you're doing. And, you know, your family want to brag about you. Brag about the things that you're doing. Because it makes them so proud. It makes them look good. And so when you do the opposite of that, somehow they make it about them. How dare you do that to me? How dare you let me down? And all you can think about in the back of your mind is, it's not about you. It's not about you. I'm feeling my feelings. I'm reevaluating my life. I'm not happy. I feel, one of my clients told me, I feel meh. That's how I'm feeling. No. It is my goal with every woman or every couple that I work with to help them understand that they matter as an individual. Just because they do. And I want to support them in releasing the pressure to perform in this show. The picture just came to me of a movie theater. Or like a ballet. And every day when you get up and you're making decisions and living a life based off of someone else and what they expect, you're walking out onto that stage and you're performing for them. Like, I vividly see the people in the audience with their popcorn and they're ready for the show. And then cue the music and you start performing. Even though you hate this show. You hate performing this show. You hate the costume changes. You hate the masks that you have to put on. The different roles that you have to play. You hate that this particular section you have to laugh when you want to cry. That's what the picture, the bubble that came up for me as I'm talking about this is just every day going out and doing a show that you don't love. Because you're afraid that if you go out on that stage and perform your show, the show that makes you happy, that people are going to get up and leave. Not only will they leave, you're afraid that they're going to boo you. Boo. What is this? What is this show? This isn't what I paid for. Excuse me, you didn't pay for this show. This show is free. So if you don't like it, go away. That's the mentality we have to have. If you don't like my show, you don't have to watch it. That's what I instill, you know, working with my clients is you can love your own show. No one else has to love your show. You can show up every day on that stage and dance your little heart out to the music that you love or roll around on the ground or stomp your feet and just be as happy as you want and no one be in the audience, but you will be happy. You will have pleasure. You will be showing up for you. And so that's what I want you to take away from this episode. And that is exactly what I told my client is you didn't ask. It's very flattering for them to love to watch her come into the building and watch her work and say, yeah, look at her. Look at her go. Girl, I'm so proud of you. Keep showing up. And then one day you can't show up the way that you feel like you're supposed to, and it just messes up your whole day, right? I told her, you didn't ask for that, and that's okay. It's okay. It's okay if one day you don't show up in the fashion that they think is necessary. It's okay. It's okay if you have a human moment and you get frustrated at work. It's okay. And so I will continue to show up for her and I will continue to remind her that she doesn't have to perform for anyone. She doesn't have to perform for anyone. She doesn't have to wear a mask for anyone, because by the time we're done working together, people aren't going to recognize who she is anyway. She's going to have to get used to who she is. And that's okay. So before I close out this episode, I do and would love to invite you to the Journey to Juicy Retreat in Tulum, being held November 2nd through the 6th, 2023. This retreat is for high-achieving, successful Black women who's there for everyone else, performing for everyone else, and has lost the connection with herself, is so distracted that she can't hear herself. If you're ready to be seen by women that look like you and that carry similar experiences, if you're ready to purge the tension, trauma, and pain you've held onto for years, not just yours, but someone else's, and you're ready to feel a real sense of safety so you release the need to be on guard, then let's chat about securing your spot. The application is going to be linked in the show notes. You've answered some questions. We're going to chat it up a little bit, and we're going to get you in the door because you deserve some time with no distraction, with no noise, to just process the growth that you're going to have, because you're going to be working with me leading up to that, to myself and some of my coaches that are coming to facilitate. And we're going to celebrate you. We're going to celebrate the growth. We're going to celebrate who you are, who you want to be, and how you got there. So I'm excited to talk to you. I'm excited for this season. And I will talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share with someone you know could use the space.
If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.